All right, folks, here we are, another week. It's a special look back. Super Bowl 56 is this Sunday. Rams and the Bengals will go at it, and it will be a battle. So far, it's not really a thrilling situation, you know, when it comes to it. It's not a sexy matchup, but like I said, it is a matchup that's intriguing, and everybody will be on board come Sunday. I'm putting my bets in, others are putting their bets in, and we'll be ready to go here very soon. But tonight, it's our annual look back on the 2021 season of all 32 teams. We have 60 minutes, so we have to get our asses together with it. So, like I said, without further ado, like I said, for Kwame, this is new for him. He's new to us doing this look back on the season. So, like I said, what's your takes on this tonight, Kwame? What's your takes on this?
Oh, you're going to throw it to me first, huh?
Well, this is something. You're joining us for this special, always special occasion for.
Okay.
Sorry.
For such a pathetic organization. Here's Cincinnati, a team, an organization that held on to a coach way too long and stunk up the joint for his entire 11 or 12 year term. They were the laughing stock of the AFC North. And now they come out as the division champs and go on a three-game winning streak to show up in L.A. So yeah. That's the biggest surprise for me. The teams, I think, were right on the level. The Eagles actually were close to something they did about what I expected. I thought they actually went above. I shouldn't say they actually went above. I expected them to do 6 or 7 wins. They did 9.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kwame, like I said, we have a 60-minute show. What we're going to do when we do this is that we go through the divisions. We're going to go through it quickly. I'm going to start because I can't just go back and do all of this. So hang on there with your opinions. We'll start with the NFC East. And like I said, I mean, we already talked about the Cowboys enough. They're terrible. They should have. They blew it. Like I said, Stephen A. roasted Micah Parsons on First Take today. About the loss, and like I said, he's on board with it, but like I said, we'll see what happens with them because we all know the drill. Everybody's coming back next year, at least from a coaching standpoint, but them repeating as division champs is very little, slim to none historically in the last 17 years. And obviously, for the Eagles, they had a great year, a better year than anybody expected. Jalen Hurts moved up and might have solidified himself as the starter, at least for now. We'll see how this offseason goes because I know they'll bring in competition or option B could happen or option C or whatever I call it for somebody else. But defensively, they played well and everything else. And like I said, Sirianni, he might be the right coach. We'll see. The jury is still out on him, but we'll continue. For Washington, as their last year before they become the Commanders. Like I said, it was kind of a weird year for them. They didn't start off strong. Ryan Fitzpatrick was their big Ryan Fitzpatrick was their big signing. He only lasted 20 minutes before he broke his hip. And then obviously it became the Heineken show from move on forward. And at one point they looked like a team that was going to make the playoffs. They had a 4-game winning streak. They looked like a team that, you know, they beat Brady. And then it all fell apart. Especially on a Sunday night game late in the season against the Cowboys, where they were fighting with each other as much as they couldn't fight on the field. And then what can we say about the Giants? They're garbage. They're terrible. And their head coach deserved to be fired, got fired. Now they've reevaluated the entire front office. They've hired a new coach who hired a new general manager who hired his guy from Buffalo. We'll see what happens with Dan Jones. Will Saquon Barkley be on this team come September? A lot to determine. This Giants team is going to go through a major makeover. So go ahead with the NFC East.
You want to go first, Kwame? Oh, all right. You're back to me. All right. See, I'm trying to get the flow here. All right. So, with the NFC East, as I was even saying about the Eagles, above average, above my expectations, and I'm looking forward to next year in hopes that they don't get stupid and blow their first-round draft picks. So I'm trying to get another either has-been quarterback or trying to move up to get one of these new guys. Roll with Jalen for another year, watch him grow, and then he can make a good evaluation on which direction to go. Dallas, as you said, division champs. They're actually exactly what I thought they'd do. I thought they'd win the division. I looked at the division beginning of the season. They did that, and they lost the first game, just like I thought they would do beginning of the season. So they did exactly as I expected, to fall apart when it counts. Washington, the Commanders, I thought they'd be a little better. I thought they would probably have 9 wins, but they fell where they are, and the Giants is exactly what I thought they would be.
Okay, yeah. So, for me, not really any surprises in this division, to me, anyway. The Eagles made the playoffs. To me, that wasn't a surprise. I actually predicted them to win the division back in the preseason. I had them at 11 wins, ended up with 9. Still a very good year. Yeah, still a very good year, though. You know, most people didn't think they were even an 8-win team, so I was happy with what they did, obviously. I think there's a lot to build on, and we did our preview for the Eagles offseason on Sunday and, talked about the amount of cap space they have, all the draft picks. You know, the future's bright. The Cowboys obviously won the division, and then they choked, as always, in the playoffs. Again, no surprise there. And like Robbie said, rarely do teams in the NFC East lately win back-to-back division titles, so you know, they might have a bit of a uphill climb next year, especially with the Eagles nipping at their heels. And then, you know, the Giants and the Redskins or Washington, whatever you want to call them, they're garbage. They're garbage almost every year. They're just a mediocre team. They were lucky to make the playoffs 2 years or last year, and this year, they're back in the almost at the basement. They're back in the bottom tier of the NFL. So that's where they belong.
Oh, you didn't talk about the Giants, right?
No, they're not even worth talking about. That's all I said.
All right. We'll move on. Well, to the NFC North, to the Norris Division, another team that choked, Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. And if this is Aaron Rodgers' last game in Green Bay, then what a great way to go out, choking away a game that the team, you know, how many more excuses? Now, if he comes back next year, why? Because you have a quarterback that you weigh in the first round. Let him become the new franchise guy. But he is Aaron Rodgers. The fan base isn't ready to go give up on him. And obviously the team won't. But like I said, that opens the door if he does leave. Minnesota last year, this past year, like I said, what can you say? They're the same old Vikings. Mediocre, underachievers. Kirk Cousins, as you say, is the loser. And he was, at times. The team's a joke. They got Zimmer fired. And now they're going to have Kevin O'Connell, who is confirmed as the new head coach. We will be after Sunday. But, like I said, what can we say about them that we don't say every year about the Vikings? And the Bears, what can you say about them? You know, another year, Matt Nagy was fired before the season really began by the fan base. They bring in Justin Fields. He's shown flashes of brilliance, but who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? And obviously, they fired the coach, obviously, but then they bring in a defensive coach, which means you got to bring in an offensive coach to coach Justin Fields. They got it all wrong. They got, you know, it's the offense that's wrong with Chicago, not the defense. So what are they going to do about it? Who's going to be the offensive coordinator? Who's going to make their moves? We'll see. But then again, it's going to be another one of these off seasons that for Bear fans, they're not going to be too excited about. Detroit, like I said, we all knew they were going to be bad. They were bad, but they weren't as terrible as we all thought they would be. There were times that they played hard. They played hard a lot more than we all expected them to. Not against the Eagles, but against a lot of good teams. They tied the Steelers. They beat the Cardinals, a playoff team, easily. Hey, gotta give a lot of credit to Campbell, to Dan Campbell. He might be a goofball. He might have came off as a goofball, but at least this team plays hard for him. And like I said, all they need is to fix a few parts, and Detroit could be a mid-pack team next year. They could be a mid-pack team. I don't expect them to be at the bottom end next year.
Okay. Yeah, the some of the division champs. Packers, Aaron turned out or sort of became a joke by midseason because of his anti-vaccine stance. But the team still survived and went 13-3. Got the bye, and still found a way to lose to San Fran at home. Couldn't put up more than 10 points at home against the old San Fran 49ers, who, by the way, except Garoppolo, has never played in a game below 40 degrees, and it went barely 30. And he didn't do much. His defense did the job, but once it another playoff series where Aaron is out. Then you have your Vikings, who were kind of this year. They're about where I expected them to be, middle of the road, nothing spectacular. Kirk Cousins, they resemble Kirk Cousins. They're just that. They're just bland. And as long as he's their quarterback, that's what they'll be. Then you got the Bears, who I kind of expected them to be a little better, but they are still trying to figure out their quarterback situation. And now the coach is gone, so I have no idea what to expect for them next year. And Detroit is what I thought they'd be. But as you were saying, they did play competitively in quite a few games, even though they stunk, except the Eagles game, the 44-6 game. But the week before, they went out to L.A. and only lost 20-19. And they had them. Goff almost had a shot at taking out his old boy Stafford in L.A. They had a lead in the third quarter. And, of course, couldn't hold it. But what a difference. I mean, what a stark, comparison of Goff and Stafford. They just switched the quarterbacks and the Lions stay who they are, and Stafford rises up back to Super Bowl game. And remember, and Goff in the Super Bowl a few years ago with the Rams. So it shows that Goff definitely needed the system. without the system, he's lost. And Stafford needed somebody who believed in him, and it looks like they might have some confidence. So I don't expect much different next year in NFC North unless Aaron does actually leave.
All right, well, yeah, this division played out to me just exactly how I expected it to. Packers ran away with it, obviously. They're obviously a much better team than any other team in this division. And like you said, they choked in the playoffs, though. Again, they blew it. So it is what it is. They're just we'll see what happens with them this offseason, because Aaron Rodgers might be gone, Devontae Adams might be gone. This might be a team all of a sudden goes from being the number one team in the NFC to rebuild mode. So we'll see what happens with them. The Vikings, Kirk Cousins, loser. Like I've always said, once again down the stretch, this team was in the playoff race. And once again, once the heat started to turn up, Kirk Cousins and this team folded. So, you know, ended up basically going 3-2 in their last five. Obviously, that's not enough to get in the playoffs. The Bears, they're garbage, just like I figured. Matt Nagy sucks. I'm not a big fan of Justin Fields. I wasn't before the draft. Still not. And, you know, like you said, Rob, they brought in a new head coach, Matt Eberflus, from the Colts, their defensive coordinator. I didn't see who their offensive coordinator is.
Have no clue.
Yeah, I don't even know if they actually named someone yet. If not, you know, like you said, they got to find a really good one, you know, because that's going to be the guy that's tasked with developing an offense and around Justin Fields and developing Justin Fields. So, you know, they need to make sure they get a good offensive coordinator in there if they want any shot. And then the Lions. Listen, they're going to be the number two pick in the draft, second worst record in the league for at least the first half of the year. You know, it looked like a very good possibility they might go 0-17. But they were better than their record showed, man. They played tough. They were competitive. They didn't pull out the wins, but you know they're not as bad as they look on. When you look at their record, I saw something out of them that you don't see it with a lot of these really bad teams where, like I said, they were competitive. They were in a lot of those games that they lost. And maybe they have something to build around. It's not going to be a one-year turnaround for them, but, you know, maybe they can get started this year and go from there. And, you know, they won two of their last five. They won 2-3 in their last five. So they really... maybe they have something to build off of there. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty much exactly how I expected the division to play out is how it played out.
All right, let's get to the South here. Well, it's the end of the road for one of the greatest quarterbacks, or hell, the greatest of them all, the GOAT, Brady, and the Bucks. Great year for the Bucks. He won the division. He beat Belichick. Like I said, he won a playoff game, beat us, obviously. But he went down fighting against the Rams. So, hey, it was a great year, great run. Now the Bucks are in an interesting scenario. How much do they fall off without Brady next year? Who will be their quarterback? And we'll see what happens there. The Saints, obviously, they kind of will feel what the Bucks will feel this upcoming season, losing Drew Brees, and obviously not having a great year to show for it. Like I said, they had a really tough time with the quarterbacks after Jameis Winston. They had a good thing going with Jameis Winston, and then he gets hurt, and then the quarterback position was a free-for-all from there on out. Obviously, defensively, they were still very good, and Alvin Kamara, when healthy, was as good as anything. Unfortunately, his weekend was over the top. He could have played his last game in New Orleans for all we know for what happened on Pro Bowl weekend for him. But Like I said, Saints, tough year. Just missed the postseason, though, if the Rams took care of their business at the end. But, hey, we'll see what happens. But also, Sean Payton is done and Dennis Allen's taking over. We'll see how that works. Because Saints are another team that could be falling off even more than they did this past year. The Falcons actually overachieved a little bit in wins. They weren't that much better, but hey, you know, Matt Ryan another year, Matty Ice another year. Unfortunately, Calvin Ridley took off, and he might have played his last game in the ATL. We'll see if where he goes in the offseason, if he does play again. Kyle Pitts was the tight end, and he was everything we all expected. The best offensive player, you know, or at least the best tight end in the draft, and went well. Defensively, they were okay at times, still a work in progress. But at least compared to the other two teams, there's a possibility they can move up in the ladder next year because there's an unknown with those two teams. Carolina, man. 3-0 and 2-12 to finish the season. Really. They fired Joe Brady, a talented guy, because the offense was terrible. Quarterback position was a mess. It was awful. I really thought that Sam Darnold was not the problem in New York. Maybe he was. He was terrible this year. It was so bad that they had to bring him back Cam Newton, which was even worse. Cam Newton has nothing left in the tank. I don't even know why he would even want to agree to come back the way he screwed that franchise over 2 years ago. But, like I said, somehow Matt Rhule was able to save his job, but there will be no saving if this team isn't at least above 500 in 2022. Because Carolina, I really thought, was going to take a step forward after a respectful year last year under the circumstance, wasn't respectful this year.
Yes. Okay. Yep. I am. The I would say with the was it Tampa after the division champs again, and we got to see, you know, Tom Brady win another division and end his career. The trivia question of his who was the team he beat last? Philadelphia Eagles would be the answer. But he was still playing top of his game. And I think that's why everybody was still surprised when the news came that he was going to retire. Because it wasn't that long ago Tom was talking about playing until he was 50. We were still, like I said, a little bit surprised, but it's a good time to step down. And so I have no idea what to expect with that team next year. And the second place team, the Saints, Jameis and company were looking pretty good. The team that Jameis had to leave Tampa for old Tom Brady to take over, and he looked all right. And then he got the tore his knee, and the team kind of floundered a bit after that. And now, as you just mentioned, the long time head coach to step down, and now what's next year going to look like for them? What the coach is going to be? Who's the quarterback? Assume Jameis will be back. Then you have Atlanta, and I heard you mention that they exceeded expectations, I guess, in wins. What, 7? I guess you didn't have high expectations for them. And they had a negative 146, I think I see here, net points. Second worst in the NFC. So Atlanta still stunk, but they weren't, I guess, as bad as it could be. I have no idea how long Matt Ryan's going to hang in there. I just don't see anything. After they blew that Super Bowl some years ago, that team has not been right. And Matt Ryan will not lead them back again, so I don't know what they plan on doing. And then Carolina, what an odd year. Start off looking strong, 3-0. And then brought back Cam Newton. And when they brought him back, at first I was kind of tickled. I smiled for some reason. I said, "Well, look at this. Cam gets to come back after things fell apart up in New England." And wow, that did not work out. That did not work. And so I don't know what the whole NFC South. I don't know what's going to happen next year. Now that I'm looking at it all, everything's in flux. It's quite the division to take over. So we'll look into that later.
All right. Yeah. So this division didn't quite play out like I was projecting. Obviously, the Bucs won, which I think everybody was expecting. But back in the preseason, we did our little predictions, predictions, and I actually projected the Saints to finish last in the division. I thought they were going to be a major disappointment. I underestimated their defense. Obviously, they got one of the best defenses in the league. But they did disappoint a little bit, obviously missing the playoffs. But I thought that the Falcons and Panthers were going to be better than they were. I thought the Falcons ended up about what I expected them to be. They weren't as bad as people thought, especially after they got blown out week one by the Eagles. Everybody thought they were going to be, a bottom five team in the NFL. They weren't that bad. They were just a middle of the pack team. And the Panthers, though, they were a major disappointment. I thought they'd have a nice defense. I've always said since college that Sam Darnold's a bum, so I didn't have any faith in him. But I thought that coaching staff and I thought with Christian McCaffrey and the receivers, I thought they could get enough out of him to get to, 7, 8, 9 wins even. And that didn't work out. Even, they got off to a decent start, but that was it for them. And Cam didn't help out too much either. But, yeah, this division, though, this is a division with a lot of question marks going into next year. The Saints were one of the best for a long time in this division. Obviously, last year they lost Drew Brees. Now they've lost Sean Payton. And the Bucs are sort of following the same path. Now this year they've lost their Hall of Fame quarterback. And we'll see how much longer Bruce Arians is around. I mean, he's an old man. Next year could be his last year, and they could be in the exact same situation as the Saints. So we'll see. We'll see. Beyond that, the quarterback situation for the other two teams is real questionable as well. Like you said, Matt Ryan, he's on the downside of his career, and the Panthers have nothing at quarterback. So this division is going to be up for grabs. We'll see what happens. Maybe the Bucs can pull off a trade for one of the top quarterback options out there and stay at the top, but we're just going to have to wait and see how the offseason plays out for this.
All right, we're going to get to the NFC West, and I'll have a tidbit at the end for fans. I mean, we are slow on time, but I have a bonus just to tell them afterwards. But anyway, we'll move on to the West here, the NFC West. Like I said, congratulations to the Rams. They're in the Super Bowl as I predicted. I predicted they would win the NFC. Not the way I expected it, but they're here. Matt Stafford, it was a gamble that paid off. He's had a great year. Obviously, what can you say? This team was built to get there. They did add, obviously it wasn't perfect. They had to add on some guys like Odell Beckham and Von Miller, but they've come and done their jobs. Hell, Odell Beckham has been respectable. He's not been about him and going off. He's not been the Odell that we're used to seeing as a diva. So, I mean, at least for this time, it may not work out long term, but at least for this run, everything's going well. So, congrats to them. Arizona, what a weird year they had. I mean, I've never seen a team, and I've been watching the NFL for over 20 years. I've never seen a team better on the road than not good at home. That's exactly what they were this year, for most of the year. They were, at one point, the best team in football on the road. They just blew out teams, good teams. It didn't matter. But at home, they came up short. They got blown out at home to Carolina. Come on now, to Carolina. And then they go get blown out on the road in Detroit. Detroit. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, they beat the Cowboys, and that opened up Pandora's box. But then they get blown out by the Rams in the wild card on Super Wild Card weekend, stunned everybody, and it's like, what the hell? What are we waiting here for? So, yeah, but there is some issues going on. Unfortunately, behind the scenes, things are not going well. Kyler Murray is starting to, he wants a new contract. He deserves a new contract. And he's not affiliating himself with the Cardinals. So they're in for an offseason of turbulence as far as make it pleasing their franchise quarterback or so-called franchise quarterback. We'll see what happens. For San Francisco, they had the fifth best odds to win the NFC, to win it all, to win the Super Bowl. It didn't go well at the start. They were 3-5 at one point, 2-5 or something like that. Like the Eagles, they turned it around, made the playoffs. Unlike the Eagles, they made a run as a road team, as a sixth seed, all the way to the NFC Championship. Like I said, it was interesting. They played with house money. They had a great defense. Or at least a decent defense. Deebo Samuel was by far one of the best weapons in the league. And obviously we're hoping that, he gets to play in the Super Bowl again and he gets an opportunity again. Obviously everything went well, but like I said, it is the end of the road for one Jimmy Garoppolo. They're moving on from him. They're going to Trey Lance, at least for now, that we know of. Anything could happen in this offseason. We know quarterbacks are on the move. But I think they're on board with Trey Lance. They drafted him. He started a few games. We'll see what happens there. And like I said, if Russell Wilson didn't get injured, there's a very good chance that my idea or prediction of all four teams making the playoffs would have happened in one division. Because Seattle was good enough on the fact of Russell Wilson's play, that they would have been in the playoffs. They won 7 games this year, which is a testament to the coaching, but more importantly, to the fact that this team didn't fold under pressure. Unfortunately, they weren't that good defensively. They have been good the last couple of years. They've really fallen off. Ken Norton got fired. He has a new job now. Obviously, offensively, they didn't have much of a running game. That's why they brought in Adrian Peterson in a cameo. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, the Russell Wilson era is basically coming to an end, even though they claim that they're not going to trade him. It's like James Harden with the Nets. They're saying that now, but it's going to eventually change. I do not see Russell Wilson playing like Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not playing another down for this franchise. I think he's going to be on the move. Where he goes, obviously, will be up to them and up to him. And we'll all, obviously, here in Philly, especially, we'll keep an eye on that.
Okay. And you said something I didn't know of. Repeat for me. What's the deal with Kyler Murray?
He stopped following the Cardinals. He's not happy with his contract.
Okay.
He's not happy with his contract.
Okay. Interesting. We'll start with them then. They are the biggest, or the second biggest disappointment to me this year. I really thought old AZ was going to make a run for the Super Bowl, and with how well, and especially during the middle of the season, even though they started to fall apart after the loss of DeAndre Hopkins, was the biggest problem. Because they started off blazing, 7-0, and then they even add our old guy Zach Ertz, and I'm thinking, oh, this team's on their way. And they lose Kyler, and I mean, they lose. Let's say Kyler. They lose Andre Hopkins, and Kyler just seems to have lost his way. And early in the season, they beat the Rams by 17, 37-20 at LA. And by the end of the second half of the season, they came home and lost to them 30-23. But okay, competitive. So I thought they would probably beat them in the playoffs, but it didn't quite work out. And Now you're telling me about this Kyler Murray situation. So we'll see what happens with that team, what promise there was. Now the Rams, who are now hosting Super Bowl, and we got to stop this pattern. There's 2 years in a row with this crap. This continues. Eagles never hosted Super Bowl. I will never be in Super Bowl again. So, yeah, this got to cease. But the Rams are all in. They pushed all the chips, every chip they had, into the center of the table, and said, here we go. They don't have another first-round draft pick until 2024, which will mark a seven-year absence, which they picked off in 2016 without a first-round pick. So they're showing you the importance of picks if they win. But if they lose, they just finished the same place they finished with Goff. Goff got them there. The game stunk. It's the only Super Bowl in my adult life I did not watch. So I can't even comment on how it looked. But I had a little interest in it. But the score showed me I didn't miss much. So the Rams are now in the Super Bowl in a few days. We'll see what happens with them. And the 49ers, they were the Ram killers. Six straight defeated the Rams, even two this year. So I really thought they were going to go there and beat them in the playoffs. Couldn't quite pull it off because Garoppolo returned to Garoppolo. He's like the old chariot. He turns into a pumpkin at midnight. And it just, and I could see it coming. He threw no interceptions all that game. But he waited to the very end to throw an interception while running backwards and throwing sideways. So we might have seen the last of Jimmy G and may see the advance of Lance. Didn't mean to rhyme. And so that team is going to be interesting. And then Seattle. So listen, lots of trade talks. Seems like he wants to be out of there too. So I don't know what to say about the Seattle, but this year they were a disappointment to me. I expected them to be a little better than 7-10. So it might be the end of the road, and Seattle may have to have some new beginnings going into the next year.
All right, yeah. So this was a division coming into the season that it could have gone anyway, really, with these four teams. You know, any one of these teams really had a shot at winning the division. It seemed like a pretty good possibility that three of them would make the playoffs. Rob, you thought all four would. Turns out three of them did make the playoffs, but the one that missed out was the Seahawks. Obviously, that was probably more so related to Russell Wilson being injured than anything else, because even with Russell Wilson missing a good portion of the season, they still ended up with a record of 7-10. You can be certain that if Russell Wilson played all 17, they'd probably have ended up closer to at least 9-8, maybe 10-7. So, you know, they could have made it. Then you get to the Cardinals. They were a major disappointment, at least down the stretch. They started off hot, on fire. They looked like world beaters, and then they fell apart, especially at home. The team itself, it was pretty terrible. They went 3-5 at home and 8-1 on the road. So I don't know what it is at home, but they're going to have to get a fix soon, quickly, because next year the Super Bowl is in Arizona. So if we're going to continue the streak of home teams playing in the Super Bowl, you know, they're not going to want to lose at home in that game. And then the Niners coming into the year. They were my comeback team of the year pick. I thought I actually had them as the number two seed in the NFC. They didn't win the division, but they caught fire after a slow start, and they got hot. They were hot in the playoffs. Like Kwame said, they almost pulled it off against the Rams, and then Jimmy G turned into Jimmy G. You know, he's just not a great quarterback. He's not terrible. He's not bad. He's just not a great quarterback. And that was the downfall of the team. And the Rams are the best team in the division. Obviously, we saw that over the course of the year. They were the favorites coming into the year with Stafford coming in. And Stafford had a huge season. Cooper Kupp, with the addition of Stafford, he went berserk. He had a record-setting season. First receiver ever to have 2,000 yards receiving combined between the regular season and the playoffs. And he's carried them in the playoffs to victory against both the Bucs and the Niners, and he's just practically been unstoppable all year. So we'll see how the Super Bowl turns out, but with Cooper Kupp there, it's going to be a tough one for the Bengals defense.
Like I said, I know this is a 60-minute show. That's my fault. We will take a break, and we'll be right back to talk about the AFC. But obviously, like I said, it's an interesting year. It feels like it continues, and it's a snowball effect. But like I said, it was a great year for the NFC, or at least, you know, drama-wise. And obviously the AFC was even more crazier. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back to get ready to do the AFC side. We'll be back. Take a break, folks. Take a breather.